You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito, pastor of Island Community Church, general manager here of the National Christian Network here in Cocoa, Florida, Bible translator, Bible teacher, here on the radio, teaching the Word of God with you today. WGOD, that's being a radio man for some 25 years. I'd love to own those calls, letters, because it's such a great truth that God is always broadcasting. God's got he always has a word for you. He's always speaking if you go to where He's speaking. And I know the secret, and I share it with you. He's speaking in His Word. I only got 1 minute here for an intro here. This is the last part of this message. It's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It's called God Gives the Increase. And if you don't find yourself increasing, and that is if you, because we're transformed into the image of Christ, that's where the growth is do you look more like Jesus today than you did a year or two or three or 5 years ago? And if you don't, perhaps, well, you're not getting increased. Maybe you're not spending time in the Word of God. God gives the increase. If you're not going to church, you're not going to get increased, and then you'll be the same person that you were. So that's what we're looking at here. This is the last part of this message. Again, to contact me, my email address is paul@wmiefm.com.
Praise God. And God does what He does. He then gives the increase. But He can't and won't give an increase to nothing or to something that's not watered. You, like a plant, need water. Without water, you die. Have you ever met a Christian who hasn't grown or the same now as they were 20 years ago? Let's try this test and see if you pass. Number one, do you love God more now than when you were saved? Is everyone going to join D-Wayne and nod, give me a yes or no? Yes. You see, it's okay if you fail this test. Because He didn't die for nothing, people. It's okay. If we fail the test, the Bible says, the righteous man picks himself up 7 times. Babe Ruth struck out 3,000 times. You brush yourself off and you press on. Let God reveal to you where you fail. Imagine that, me telling you you're perfect in all these. When you've got gangrene and I see it and you don't, and I don't tell you. What kind of pastor would I be? Number one, do you love God more now than you did then? Adrian Rogers says, because I would never say this, that if you don't love God as much now as you did then, you're a backslider. And you have backslidden. Number two, do you know the Word of God better now than you did, say, 5 years ago? Brent's going, oh yeah, it looks like Joe Montana back there. Oh yeah, if You go to this church. I know that you do. I know it. Number three, do you look more like Jesus now than you did 10 years ago? Maybe you say, how can I tell? Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor like yourself? Do you hate inequity? Do you hate seeing people marginalized out here in the world? Do you hate cops killing people because they're black? That ought to bother you. It ought to bother you. Do you hate people that have to come here on Saturday to get a loaf of bread? That ought to bother you. If you're transformed, if you're more like Jesus, those things will bother you more. And you'll love God more. And you'll love your neighbor more. And you will reach out a helping hand and try to help someone that doesn't have what you have. Because remember, you are being transformed into that image. Romans 8, where is it? 8, 29 to 30, isn't it? Number four, can you spot a counterfeit Christian better than you could as a young believer? Come here Wednesday nights, watch this video. If I told you Jesus was a sinner who never died on the cross, but he was out of breath, and after that bad accident on the cross, he and Mary Magdalene moved to England. Do you believe that? If you believe that, then I quit, or you're a fool. And you haven't increased. You're still the same old stubble of a seed. If you believe Jesus married Mary Magdalene, you are a fool. Have you ever seen the TV show? I've seen it. In Search of Jesus' Bones. Really? If you're right, you're wrong. If you find Jesus' bones, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Your whole life is meaningless if you find Jesus' bones. So you sit around with popcorn, watching some fool telling you these are Jesus' bones. Can you spot a counterfeit when you see him now? All right, let's make this a top 10 list, shall we? Things that once God gives the increase, you will know the answer to. Number five, how can I get right with God? You know the answer to that now. How do you get right with God? If someone asks you in the street, how can I get right with God? What's your answer? Receive his son, right? Number six, does getting baptized save me? If someone from the Church of Christ asks you, does getting baptized save me? What's your answer? No. What saves you? Faith. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I receive him as my Lord. That's what saves you. And Jesus says, when you confess me before men, I will confess you up in heaven. Pretty good news, isn't it? Number seven, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? If someone asks you, what's the answer to that? 1 Corinthians 12:13, for those of you writing or watching on the internet. 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Romans 8:17, if anyone does not have the Holy Spirit, he is not his. Every Christian is baptized with the Holy Spirit. No Christian is better than anyone else. The question is, how much of you does God have? That's why you might see some energetic Christians, let's put it. And I think for how much time we've got left in this world, I think we all ought to be a little more energetic. Let me ask you the question. If you knew Jesus was coming back in your lifetime, what would you do different? The correct answer to that is nothing. But if you knew, because you're already doing it, right? Am I the only crazy one around here? I believe that Jesus Christ is coming back on my shift, on my watch. I believe that. If I'm wrong, I can handle that when I face him. And he says, Paul W. Esposito, you are hereby charged with preparing people for my return. How do you plead?
Guilty. Guilty.
Number 8, is the Holy Spirit God? Number 9, is a carnal, worldly Christian saved? He's just on milk, not solid food. If you find yourself, I said that, if you find yourself there, repent. And say, God, I don't want to be a carnal Christian anymore. I want to be on fire for you. I do believe you're coming back in my lifetime. Forgive me for the sins that I've committed. Help me to make things right. That's all you got to do. And leave it here and walk out those doors and watch and see what God will do in your life. He's looking for a few good men and a few good women who will step up and serve him at these end of days. All right, that was only 9. All right, okay, we'll read them all then, if you insist. Number 10, I wrote, can the false prophet give life? Yes. You see, Jim, no offense, but that's why he says, when they said, what will be the sign of your coming into the end of the age? He says, take heed that no man deceives you. This deception is going to be so awesome. Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 tells us he'll have the power to give life to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast would speak and cause as many people as would not worship the image to be killed. What you're going to have, like, let's just say today, that on the 1st of November, the government comes out with a vaccine for coronavirus. Now, this week alone, this is what I'm going to speak on in the men's group. This week alone, 3 governors have said, you will take this vaccine. Or, guess what? You can't buy or sell without it. This is the time we're living in right now. That you cannot, the time is coming. Not only do I believe it, the governors have said this is going to happen. That you will not be able to buy or sell in the United States unless if you take this vaccine. Now, I'm not telling you what to do, but I will tell you what to do. Don't take it. Let me ask the question. Who's gotten you this far? Why do you think he's going to stop now? He's not going to stop now. God has had your back. God has your back. And God will have your back. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author